Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Designer Pool Covers announces winter special on thermal pool blankets. Designer Pool Covers, a leader in the supply and installation of high-quality swimming pool covers in South Africa, is offering a winter special on thermal pool blankets. These blankets are designed to minimize heat loss and evaporation, helping pool owners maintain optimal water temperatures and reduce operational costs during the colder months. Custom-made to fit each pool's unique dimensions, the covers are constructed from advanced materials for durability and energy efficiency. By investing in a thermal pool blanket, owners can enjoy long-term savings on heating and maintenance while supporting water conservation efforts. Designer Pool Covers' commitment to sustainability and innovation underscores their dedication to responsible pool ownership and environmental stewardship. Oil gas activity reduced in Q2 amid tariffs, survey by Dallas Fed shows. A report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas has revealed a slight contraction in oil and gas activity in New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana due to increased steel tariffs. The survey shows that the current administration's tariff war is impacting America's oil and gas industry. Companies like GEMXX Corp, OTCEMZ, are feeling the effects. For more information on GEMXX Corp, visit the company's newsroom. TinyGems, a specialized communications platform, focuses on small-cap and mid-cap companies with potential. With a vast network and tailored solutions, TinyGems helps companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. For SMS alerts from TinyGems, text GEMS to 888-902-4192. Visit tinygems.com for more information and full terms of use. State Roundup, June heatwave kills 8, sends 472 for medical care. Field of candidates to unseat Governor Moore grows, Bay Agreement revised. In a late June heatwave, 8 people died in Maryland, with 472 seeking medical care for heat-related illnesses. The race to unseat Governor Wes Moore is growing, with multiple candidates eyeing the position. The Chesapeake Bay cleanup agreement has been revised with data-driven targets. International students contribute $1 billion to Maryland's economy. Howard County raised a new flag, and a councilman seeks to depoliticize choosing inspectors general. The Baltimore County Council rejected a loan for an affordable housing developer, and the Supreme Court ruling on MoCo schools is not final. The Justice Department threatens to deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia to a third country if released. Carla Hayden joins the Mellon Foundation, while suspended FBI agent Eduardo Valdivia is on trial for rapes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.